Hello, everyone. My name is Al Smith, and I'm the founder and director of Bishop Sheen Today. I want to welcome you to our reflections from Bishop Sheen and his beautiful 1966 book, Christmas Inspirations. And we've been sharing our screen, and of course, hopefully you've been inspired by these inspirations. And again, today's reflection will be about the affinity of littleness. And so please enjoy. How can souls find God? It is a psychological fact that it is only by being little do we ever discover anything big. This law raised to the spiritual level tells us how we can find the immense God, namely by having the spirit of little children. In the physical order, have you ever noticed that to every child, everything seems big? His father is bigger than any other man in the world, and his uncle, who is standing near the window, is taller than the great oak tree down in the valley. Every child loves the story of Jack and the beanstalk, because to him, every beanstalk towers to the sky. As a matter of fact, beanstalks do not scrape the stars, but to a little child they do, because a child is so small that in relationship to himself, everything is big, even the beanstalk. It is only when the child grows big that the beanstalk becomes small. It is only by being little we ever discover how big it is. There is a close relation between physical littleness, which is childhood, and mental littleness, which is humility. We cannot always be children, but we can always have the wisdom of children, which is another way of saying we can be humble. In the spiritual order, the law remains the same. If man is ever to discover anything big, he must always be making himself little. If he magnifies his ego to the infinite, he will discover nothing, because there is nothing bigger than the infinite. But if he reduces his ego to zero, then he will discover everything big, for there is nothing smaller than himself. How then can man discover God at Christmas time? By making himself little, he will discover that something big by being humble. He will find the infinite God in the form of a child. I pray that you've enjoyed this reflection today, and I invite you to come back again tomorrow as we continue to enjoy the wit and wisdom of Bishop Sheen. And so until next time, may the Lord continue to bless you and keep you. May the Lord let his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may the Lord look upon you kindly and bring you peace. God love you.